Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Well, this morning is Trinity Sunday, and it's also Baccalaureate Sunday. Important meanings to both. Trinity Sunday here, we hear Jesus say, in the name, where name is being singular here, followed by the threefold naming of the divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Plus, we have the baccalaureate service. Well, that, quite frankly, baccalaureate just means a farewell sermon for our graduates, a time in which we say goodbye. Now, it's interesting to have them both on the same Sunday because they both have important meanings for us both. Now, we start off with the 11 disciples. Now, they're going to the place of Galilee, that to a mountain where Jesus had directed them to go. Now, it was probably someplace familiar to them. Perhaps it was something that they met Jesus there before, or maybe that's the place, the mountain that Jesus would go to when he's wanting to go off and pray in private. Doesn't really matter where it is, but what's important is what happens when they get there. Now, when they arrive at the place, they see Jesus. Now, what's the first thing they do when they see Jesus? Well, they worship him. Now, that shouldn't come as any kind of surprise, for here they saw Jesus who had been dead, is now alive. You see, this is the time after the resurrection. Now, they had seen Jesus there. They saw the nails go into his hands and his feet. They saw the spear that went into his side. He was absolutely dead. He was buried. But now he's standing before them alive. So it's a natural reaction then to want to worship him. For indeed, he is their Lord and their God. But also, too, something else that's interesting that's mentioned there. It said some doubted. Now, when we think of doubt, we think of something like, well, unbelief. They don't believe Jesus. They don't believe that he's God or whatever. No, that's not the case. But rather, when it says some doubted, think of it more along the lines of some kind of hesitation or uncertainty. As if, think of it this way, it's too good to be true. They saw all this about Jesus, but yet he's standing there. Because think about it, for their perspective. What did they do with Jesus when he was there in the garden? They all fled. There was another one of the disciples who was there right then. What did he do? Well, he denied Jesus three times. But yet, with all that going on, Jesus is still greeting them, welcoming them, right there into his presence. And then what does he do? Well, he gives them what we call the Great Commission. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Well, he tells them that I've been given authority. Authority over all creation. Authority over the heavens. Authority over the earth. Everything there. And this is something that only God could have, and it is given to Jesus. And because he has this authority, well, he can then give us that commission, that mission, that task, that command to go and make disciples of all nations. And then what? To baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, don't worry, guys. I'm going to be with you to the very end of the age. Now, part of that task there that's been given, well, that's something that we take up here at Trinity. We baptize right over there. We make sure that the promises of God are given there in baptism there. We make sure that that happens. So when those promises are made by God, personally, for that individual, that their sins are forgiven, and that when that word and that water is applied, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, indeed God comes to them personally. Forgiveness, and hope of everlasting life. Now, the other part there that Jesus said, in addition to making disciples there that way, is teach. Now, yes, we here at Trinity have taken up the mission in that respect and apply that in teaching. Now, you can learn in so many different kinds of ways. You can learn here in worship or in a chapel service. Well, you can learn through your teachers. You can learn through your parents. You can even learn in Sunday school in all kinds of different ways, and you can even learn from experience, like I did when I was 8 years old. Well, we were taking my sister, who's going to go off to college. She's going to Baylor University, and so we were driving down from Kansas down to Texas. And part of our way to get down there, and was that when we stopped off in Sherman, Texas. We stayed at a Ramada Inn. And so we're there at the restaurant, going to have supper, and I look on the menu there, and I see tacos. Now, growing up, my mother never made any Mexican food at all. I never had tacos in my life, and I saw it on the menu, and I thought, oh, I want some. Hey, Mom, can I order tacos? And she said, sure, go ahead. Well, they brought the food out there, saw those tacos there, and I saw a pickle on the plate. I love pickles. So I picked up that pickle by the stem there, bit it off, and ate it all and swallowed it before I even knew what I had in my mouth. You know what I had. A jalapeno pepper. Yeah, you learn by experience. My mouth was on fire. I started drinking water. That didn't do any good. It still burned. I drank my sister's soda. You know, thinking, wash my mouth. You know, it didn't work either. So the waitress comes over there, apologizes. She's like, oh, my husband eats these like candy. I'm so sorry. It's like, let's fight fire with fire. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm going to bring out you a cup of coffee. You drink coffee. That should help. Well, they brought the coffee out there, poured in all kinds of sugar and creamer in there to make it palatable to an 8-year-old. Well, that didn't work either. So there, my mouth is still on fire, never ate my food, and to this day, I still hate coffee. Funny thing is I enjoy jalapenos now. You see, we learn from all kinds of experiences. Sometimes you learn the hard way, and times in which you learn from a parent or a teacher or an employer. The fact of the matter is that you've learned. So what do you do with what you've learned? Do you make it a part of you, or do you discard it? Well, what have you learned in this place? Well, you learned that the Father, the Creator, the Son, the Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, those are all things that you've learned here. But in all of that, what's the most important part of that? Jesus. Jesus is the key. He died and rose for you. He died for the forgiveness of your sins, and he rose so that you might have an everlasting relationship with him. You see, that's something that you've learned here. And so when you leave this place, remember that and make it a part of you. Because there are times in which you're going to have doubts. Doubts about yourself, doubts about others, doubts about all kinds of situations. When you're thinking about yourself, you're recalling your own imperfections and your own sins and what those mean. Who knows, maybe you're going to take a bite into something that you don't like and find out that there are things in your life that they have consequences. But remember this now, and remember this always. Our God, Jesus, said to us that he will never leave us. He's always with us. He will never forsake us, meaning that he will never say goodbye. He will never say good riddance. But rather, he will be with us in our daily walk every day of our lives. You learned about Jesus. You learned about forgiveness and hope. And that's something that you learned here and will always learn here. For this place is a caring place. This is where Jesus is found. So when you're here today and think about Jesus, no, there are no goodbyes. But rather, when you leave this place, leave with a blessing. That the Lord be with you and watch over you till we meet again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.